Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX, now playing, and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
It's hour two on this Tuesday. Dan and the Dentist, Dan Patrick Show. Surprise, surprise, yesterday, late in the show, when Paulie said Frank Reich had been fired, and Jeff Saturday, the former Colts offensive lineman, was taking over with no head coaching experience, and he had been an analyst at the mothership for the last couple of years. Bob Kravitz, who covers the team for The Athletic, will join us coming up here in a moment. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle @DP Show. Poll question for hour two is what, Seton O'Connor?
Well, I'll tell you this. Hour one was an absolute landslide.
All right.
And I'm very sorry to Jeff Saturday, but at the start of the 2023 NFL season, who will be the head coach of the Indianapolis Colts? Right now, 83% say other.
Okay.
Dangerang. That's a super lopsided poll question.
And we had a moment with Dan Orlovsky, the former NFL quarterback, now works at ESPN. And I said, have you lobbied to join the coaching staff with Jeff Saturday? And he said, not directly. Okay. Well, you just made it directly after saying that on our show. And if I'm Jeff Saturday, I might bring in the whole staff at ESPN. Bring in all the former players there. Bring in Rex Ryan as well. Come on, Al. Everybody into the deep end of the pool. All right. We'll get to phone calls coming up. 877-3DP-SHOW. This program brought to you by the great folks at Mercedes. This family takes turns turning heads, brains, beauty, and athleticism. All they need now for you to do is drive them off the lot. It's a Mercedes-Benz family of SUVs, a family of unrivaled vehicles, waiting at your local dealer. As we bring in Bob Kravitz, the senior staff writer for The Athletic, who's based in Indianapolis, former Indy Star columnist. How did this go over yesterday locally?
Like a lead balloon.
Oh. It did.
Yeah, not good. I thought Jeff Saturday comported himself great. I mean, he was erudite. He was enthusiastic. He was everything you'd want, you know, from a guy being introduced at his press conference. I thought Chris Ballard looked like he'd rather be vacationing in Tehran. He did not look happy to be there at all. I mean, I'm not a body language expert, but arms crossed and jaw set. He did not look happy. And Jim was just incoherent. He rambled. He was incoherent. He was defensive. It was a bad look for this organization that has had a lot of bad looks in recent years.
Okay, how did we get to this point?
Well, you know, the thing that was strange to me was they felt that this was falling apart and they needed to make a move from Frank Reich. But Ursay made it clear that if Jeff Saturday wasn't available, this never would have happened, which I have a hard time believing. They had soured on Frank. You know, look, Frank was 40-33-1 with five quarterbacks in 5 years. Does it excuse the impotent offense we saw against New England last week? No, it does not. But it was a move they felt they needed to make. I have a hard time believing that Saturday was the only option for them to move forward.
But you start to look at this, and we had Orlovsky on, and he said, you know, you bring Saturday in, but they really want to get a great draft pick so they can get their quarterback here. You're bringing him in, but you don't want him to be that good, because if he's that good, now you put him in no man's land and you're drafting 11th.
Well, we're all screwed up here in Indiana. The Pacers are supposed to be the ones tanking. Okay. They're the ones that's supposed to be tanking, and they're 4-5 and look tremendous. And the Colts were supposed to, you know, be competitive for the AFC South, and they're tanking. Yes, I think in a completely screwy backhanded sort of way, they want to lose. They need to tank so they can get a top five, top seven pick and go get Bryce Young or C.J. Stroud or Hendon Hooker or whoever it might be. So this may work out in the end somehow.
You don't have an offensive play caller on the staff.
No.
And what's Saturday's job going to be coming up this weekend?
Well, first, you know, Orlovsky had a good point. He the other day, he said, why don't they let Matt Ryan call the play?
Yeah, I agree.
And you know what? And everybody laughed, and I thought, that makes as much sense as anybody else.
Well, you are paying him.
You are paying him a lot of money, $18 million or something. So, you know, put him to work, for crying out loud. And you can't tell me he doesn't know the offense any better than in any of these assistants. So Saturday said yesterday that he was going to make a decision last night on who the play caller was going to be. He's already confirmed that Sam Ehlinger, heaven help him, will be the starter against Vegas. Bernard Raymond will be the left tackle. And I just expect more of the same. We root around here for guys like Saturday, but he's in an impossible position, Dan.
Bob Kravitz, senior staff writer for The Athletic, based in Indianapolis, covering the Colts. I'm going to try to ask this in a delicate way. Is Jim Ursay okay?
Yeah, he's okay. I knew you were going to ask that, and it's funny. I mentioned to somebody last night, one of my buddies is like, is Jim okay? And I told him, I have never seen him more clear-eyed and clear-headed in my 20-something years that I've been in Indianapolis than he is now. I think he's in a really good place.
But you said he was incoherent at the press conference.
But Jim, that's Jim on a good day, Dan. Jim, even when he's feeling well and he's thinking clearly and he's sober-minded, he's just a rambling guy, you know, rambling man. So that's just kind of the way he operates. But he is, to my knowledge, in a good place where that goes. As an owner, though, I think he's jumped the shark.
Do you think Peyton Manning had a say in this?
Well, they call Peyton about everything. I don't know, because I think Peyton, I have not reached out to Peyton. I reached out, but I haven't gotten a response yet. But I don't think Peyton was on board with the Matt Ryan move, you know. I think this is all Jim. I'm sure Jeff Saturday being the guy, I'm sure that Peyton was, they checked in with Peyton to see what he thought of that. But all the other stuff, getting rid of Reich, I don't know. I'm kind of guessing here.
And he also said it's a great thing that he has no prior coaching experience. And also, because he doesn't have any fear, I don't know if anybody said to Jim Ursay, what was Frank Reich in fear of? Was he fearful of something? If you're saying, hey, Saturday makes sense, he's not going to be fearful, was Frank Reich fearful?
Well, the last couple of weeks, he was properly fearful. He was afraid of going for it on fourth and short. because his offensive line stinks. Jonathan Taylor is hurt. So he was not nearly as aggressive as he's been in the past. And I can't say that I blame him. I'll tell you what, though. He talked about fear and analytics like, you know, we're not in the 21st century here. If I'm the two analytics guys, I'm putting my resume out today. I'm like, well, apparently they don't need us.
It all goes back to Andrew Luck, Bob.
Yes, man, it does. And he took a bullet, you know. He took a bullet last night. Ursa says, well, you know, I've never had a generational quarterback quit on me before. But look, the expiration date, the expiration date on that has passed. Okay. You know, you look at other teams, you look at what the New England has done since they lost Brady. You look at what the Philadelphia Eagles have done moving on to Jalen Hurts and a new coaching staff. The expiration date has passed. That is no longer a valid excuse. They need to go out in the draft, get themselves somebody, get a new coach in here and move forward.
Great to talk to you, Bob.
Great to talk to you, Dan. Take care.
Give me your odds that this works out. Is Jeff Saturday the head coach starting next year?
No. I would not say he's in the upper quartile of the top quartile of guys with a chance to make it. No, he's going to go 1-7, maybe 0-8, 2-6. It's not going to be pretty. I mean, the history of interim coaches is pretty miserable. And a bad team is a bad team is a bad team. And, I hope Jeff has some success, but it's a long shot for a guy who, while Jim loves his lack of experience, was 20-16 in 3 years in high school.
Good to check in with you as always, Bob.
All right. Thank you, Bob.
Bob Kravitz, senior staff writer for The Athletic, covering the Colts. Maybe it could work out. Maybe. You're at the Raiders, host the Eagles, host the Steelers, at the Cowboys, at the Vikings, host the Chargers, at the Giants, host the Texans. It's probably not going to work out. Yeah, Paul.
But for the rest of the season, the goal is to not win football games. Like the Lions, every time they win a game, they hurt their franchise.
Yeah.
The Carolina Panthers, they take themselves out of the C.J. Stroud running or whoever's going to be the number one pick.
Yeah.
Losing makes you win.
Something like that. Something like that. God, it's crazy. Crazy.
I like that you want tape of the phone call between Saturday and Ursay. That would be, if you could have audio of anything, that'd be it.
I would love just to hear it where he's going, Mr. Ursay. Why is it we always call owners Mr. Ursay, Mr. Kraft, Mr. Steinbrenner?
I think that comes with the B in billion.
Oh, well, we don't call Elon Musk Mr. Musk.
Right.
Or Mr.
We call
Bezos.
Him other things.
You call a coach out of respect for a title or a doctor.
Whenever I was around the Yankees when George Steinbrenner was alive, they don't say, well, Mr. Steinbrenner. Okay. At what point do you become Mr.? Mr. Steinbrenner, Mr. Kraft. Yeah, Paul.
Nobody calls him Mr. Snyder. Everyone calls him Daniel Snyder.
They call him other things.
You notice that?
Yeah.
On our show, we never say, Mr. Snyder had a rough day. We always say, hey, Daniel Snyder.
I don't call him Mr. Kraft. I don't.
If you walked in the building, do you think we would?
I'd say, hi, Robert. I wouldn't say, hi, Mr. Kraft. Yes, Eden.
I can say, just based on Bob Kravitz's description of him, Jim Irsay sounds like a very complicated fella to read. If he's in a great place, but he jumped the shark and he's rambling and incoherent, but I've never seen him more clear-headed.
Exactly.
Ooh, so which is it? Can you be rambling and incoherent while also being clear-headed?
That's why I said, look, I want to ask it in a delicate way. Is he okay? Because he didn't sound okay.
No, he's in a great place. He's never been better, but he's clearly jumped the shark.
Yes.
Okay, so what does that mean?
So he's making a move that's counterintuitive to what you need for success there. He doesn't want him to be that successful because they want to get a high draft pick. Like, it's crazy. Shannon in Indiana. How about them Colts, Shannon?
Oh, my gosh, Dan. I am just amazed. It was quite the day yesterday. My question is...
Turn down your radio, Shannon. Shannon, turn down your radio.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Okay, there you go.
Usually I have it on mute. My bad.
Okay.
Anyhow, My question is, with Saturday, he don't only have to win over that locker room. He's got to win over those coaches he just stepped over jobs for. And I know some of them had head coaching experience. I guess he can lean on them. But, I mean, how difficult is that going to be for him?
Yeah, I agree. But, you know, you start to factor in who probably had a say in this. I have to believe that Peyton Manning did. Bill Polian, have to believe that he did. How many other people factored in and tried to talk him out of this instead of, or did they talk him into Jeff Saturday? Yeah, Pulling.
I'm on the Colts website, and they have a picture, Jeff Saturday, interim head coach, under their coaching staff. They already have it ready, but he's wearing like a blue and white shirt, and he's speaking to a bunch of kids at like a camp. He just happens to be wearing a blue and white polo, so he looks like the Colts coach.
That was his last coaching gig.
Yeah. Hebron Central or whatever it was.
I'm going to guess that Chris Ballard is not going to survive as the GM. I'm going to guess.
They have assistant coaches on the staff. John Fox is an assistant. I mean, that guy has a lot of coaching experience. What, 40 years? Who else is the other guy? Don't they have another former head coach? Gus Bradley.
Gus Bradley, yeah.
Yeah.
I got to believe that Jim Irsay reached out to Tony Dungy and said, what do you think about this? Here is Jim Irsay talking about the expectations that the Colts have with Jeff Saturday.
Expectations are high here. Look, we're the fourth winningest franchise in the league since 2000. All right, that means in the upper quartile of winners, we're in the top quartile of that upper quartile. That's rare air.
Okay. Excuse me?
Quartile. I like that so much better.
I have that in my basement.
Quartile.
Yeah.
Oh, you put that on your bathroom wall.
Yeah, in the basement. Yeah,
quartile. Backsplash.
That's expensive.
All right. Todd, definition of quartile.
Quartile is a kind of tile that also means upper echelon.
Todd, what's the...
I think it means upper echelon, one of the top, based on the context, one of the top ranked or one of the best of a group.
Okay.
Would be my best guess.
All right.
Each of four equal groups into which a population can be divided according to the distribution of values of a particular variable.
Okay, that obviously would be the four, the
quartile.
I'm guessing four.
Quarters.
Yeah, Paul.
The quartile or cortile is in Italy, it's like the top of a building, an open air area that's surrounded by brick on all sides, but open air above. So it has numerous meanings. Il cortile, then.
Be like four walls.
Correct.
And then.
But at a high level of a building. So yeah. Also high level.
And they're of that quartile? They're in the top quartile of that quartile.
That's a fancy word for someone that's so incoherent. You wouldn't think you'd be able to pull out a SAT word like that.
Since the since 2000, the Colts are, they've only had three seasons where they're a losing team.
Mm.
So they're always a winner, regular season wise.
Yeah.
Would we be a quartile of Danettes?
A quartile with a Q-U? Because now we're...
Isn't that the word? Q-U-A-R-T-I-L-E?
I've got the other one. C-O-R-T-I-L-E.
Mm. Yes, Todd.
We're a barbershop quartile.
Take a break. More phone calls coming up right after this Dan Patrick Show. Energy, you know, Fritzy started dipping into my M-Dry.
I sure did.
I know.
Chocolate?
I know. When Fritzy goes, well, how's it taste? I said, it tastes good. I mean, it's not like, you know, those powders that you have and you go, I'll try to get this down. It's chocolatey.
And I didn't realize it's one scoop per 8 ounces. I didn't read that. I put in like five scoops and I am like on the moon right now.
You know, you got to have that energy around the holidays. M-Drive supplements are made specifically for us to address stress, weight, and energy. Feel your best. Enjoy the holidays. Find top-selling M-Drive products in stores at Rite Aid and Sprouts. Also, for my listeners, Black Friday is starting early. Get 25% off all M-Drive supplements now through November. Have the energy and the drive you need for the holidays. Text Dan to 55,000 for your exclusive code. That's Dan to 55,000. Go into the holidays with a good foundation, a good base, energy, ready to go. Get started today. 25% off. Text Dan to 55,000. 55,000. Message and data rates may apply. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for time tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling. Only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories. For 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. Sunday night, NBC and Peacock. It'll be Justin Herbert and the Chargers going to San Francisco to battle the Niners. And Jimmy G, all he does is win. Sunday, 7 Eastern on NBC and Peacock. Boy, it really is an interesting situation there with the Colts. Who's making these calls? The Irsay family? Do you bring in Peyton, Bill Polian? Do you talk to them about what you're going to do? I'm going to guess he probably did. Robert Mathis, Edgerrin James. But you're bringing him in as an interim basis. And then he says, hey, this guy, you're going to bet against him? Put your money down. It sounds like you're betting on him that he's going to be your coach moving forward, not just on an interim basis. Yeah, Polian.
When Peyton Manning's name was brought up with the Colts, it feels like Peyton Manning is more involved with the Broncos these days in some fashion. He definitely lives in Denver. Is that correct? Peyton Manning?
I think he's still there. I don't know if he still has a house in Indianapolis as well, but I think he's more tied into the Colts.
Okay.
Not the Broncos, because Broncos sold to the Walton family.
It does seem, though, like Peyton may have his hands way too full to deal with any type of, I guess.
Well, I think he's interested in ownership, but I don't know. Remember when we had Jim Irsay on and I said, did you ever think about giving Peyton part of the team? He's like, no. Like, no, I'm going to keep in the family. Okay. Randy in Dayton. Hi, Randy. What's on your mind today?
Hi, Dan. 6'2", 199. Listening on 980 WONE, where I heard you probably over 40 years ago. Congratulations. Hey, you know, last year there was a situation in Las Vegas where we unfortunately lost our coach. And, you know, an interim coach, Biascotti, comes in and he does a fantastic job. And I heard your previous interview person say it's really difficult to do. And yet they decided to hire Josh McDaniels for some reason, and they got all this talent. And, well, I just thought that he deserved a job last year.
Yeah, I thought Rich Bisaccia did a great job, and it seemed like those players rallied around him. He came in under really adverse conditions. You're taking over for Gruden, and you're like, this is a mess going on here. And, you know, he had him in the playoffs. They were on the doorstep of beating the Bengals. You bring in Josh McDaniels. We love shiny objects. You know, look at that. You know, everybody wants to get that guy. No, we got to get that guy. And you got to get the right guy, not always the, oh, that's the big name, or that's the guy to get. I don't know if Jeff Saturday is going to be any good as a head coach. I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt. You know, we've seen this before. It's a little different if you're going to be a basketball player like Steve Kerr. You're going to be a broadcaster, be a GM, and then you're going to be a Hall of Fame head coach. Because basketball's five guys, not as intricate. You're not calling plays every time, you know, down the field. You know, you're probably not doing clock management and how many timeouts and all of those things. Basketball is basically, do we have good players? Do we put them in good positions to succeed? That'll work. Football's different. I mean, football is a business. Basketball's a team. Football's a business. Yes, Eden.
Are you more likely to take a peek at the Colts now?
Yeah. Oh, hell yes.
I'm kind of like, I'm really curious. Like, I kind of can't wait for their game this weekend. Let's see how this first quarter goes.
I want to see when Josh McDaniels walks over to Jeff Saturday and just kind of see, like, man, what are you doing here?
Buckle up.
Yeah. Hey. Yeah, let's see who lasts longer in their jobs, okay? Bruce in South Carolina. Hi, Bruce. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan. Good morning. First-time caller.
Yeah.
I just wanted to comment on the conversation about the quartiles. Basically, what he was saying is if you take the 32 teams and divide them into equal populations, so that would be eight teams, the top quartile has eight teams in it. He said he was in the top half of the top quartile, which simply means he's in the top four teams in the NFL.
Oh, all right. Well, thank you, Bruce. We appreciate you interpreting that for us. Curtis in Colorado. Hi, Curtis.
Hey, Dan. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
I just wanted to see if you think the possibility of us trading the Bradley Chubb for a first rounder means that we go after Sean Payton after this year.
I don't know if the Broncos are ready to close up shop. But, yeah, look, Sean Payton's going to have his choice of jobs here. I think he's still lingering with the Cowboys. That always feels like it's been there for a long, long time. And depending on how well the Cowboys perform, I'm going to guess getting to the NFC title game would probably keep Mike McCarthy as the head coach. But you know, Jerry Jones is getting to that age where he wants to see another Super Bowl. And you want to make sure you're still making smart decisions instead of, I'm going to just react. I'm not going to give this as much thought. But I'm going to guess if you get to the NFC title game, Mike would probably be able to keep his job. But if you don't, then I have to believe Sean Payton is going to be there for the taking. Gene in Utah. Hi, Gene. What's on your mind?
Good morning. How are you?
Great.
This is really reminiscent of, I was working at the Baltimore Sun as a photographer in 1984 when Robert Irsay had his infamous press conference at the airport when he flew in and was just berating all the reporters, berating the mayor that we will not move the Colts. How dare you think that we're going to move the Colts?
Yeah.
And it got to the point where it degraded into the fact he was asking all the reporters to show how much money they had in their wallets because he had more than everybody combined in his wallet. And then, of course, in March 28th, 1984, he moved the Colts in the middle of the night.
Yep.
So he had some other issues going on, which your previous guest said that Jim doesn't have, but sure looks like the apple hasn't fallen far from the tree.
Thank you, G. John in Illinois. Hi, John. What's on your mind today?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, bud.
Hey, a couple things about this whole thing. Like, so it's so shady because, okay, you've got Saturday saying he was shocked. Shocked would be an understatement. Yeah, you got Orlovsky talking to you about all these conversations that he and Saturday had been having. So it's like all these coaching conversations are happening, yet he's totally shocked to, you know, then you parade him out there for a press conference, and then you hear from the reporter that he just wants them to lose and he won't be back. And then I don't know if you guys were watching the Manning cast last night, but like Kirk Cousins was on there, and this was just kind of funny, I thought, but like he was asking Peyton and Eli about zero coverage, and Peyton made a little comment like, well, let me go dust off my tapes that I can, and then they come back from commercial and he says, and he made like a comment about Saturday. And like, well, you know, I got my buddy there in Indy now. I can't be giving away. So he basically just blew off Cousins and wouldn't talk to him about zero coverage. And he mentioned Saturday, you know. So it's just all, it's crazy. It's, you know,
It is. It's wild. But maybe he, and I don't, you don't know the conversations, but it sounds like Dan Orlovsky and Jeff Saturday had talked about scenarios. And from what I'm being told this morning, this has been in the works for a couple of weeks now, that it felt like the circle of trust was shrinking a little bit and we needed to gather information here and then we were going to make a decision. That Frank Reich was going to be gone, whether it was during the season or at the end of the season. And were they waiting to see if Jeff Saturday was going to be available? Because when did they play New England? And how many days, was that 8 days ago they played New England? They had 8 days to kind of gather what they were, and they looked terrible against New England. And Sam Ehlinger didn't look like an NFL quarterback. You don't have an offensive coordinator. You got two quarterbacks who have been to the Super Bowl. One won the Super Bowl, and the other one was a league MVP. They're not even playing for you. It feels like you're tanking, but then you're bringing Jeff Saturday in and telling us that, hey, this is the guy we want. It's just kind of trying to figure out, you're shooting arrows, it feels like, and you get caught in the crossfire. Like, do you know what you're doing? What's the target here? Well, it's that one. Well, no, I thought it's that one. Wait, do you want that? No, we want that. Just feels like there's a lot of things moving here. Yes, Eden.
Feels like filling out the rest of the staff for the future might be a little premature.
Yeah. Yeah, I would think so.
Might be a little premature.
Yeah, I would wait. Let's see how he does. Let's see how he does the you know, the next eight games, and then maybe you go, he might go, I don't want to do this. Or they might go, you can't leave us now. Hey, we did really well. Like, how are you going to gauge how well you did if your goal is to get a top five draft pick? Like, damn it, Jeff, you won again. Yeah, Paulie.
It's funny, for what we do for a living, we love goofy owners. We love owners that fly by the seat of their pants. But if you're a fan of that team, it must drive you crazy if you have an owner that you can't do anything about. You can't, you know, general managers can come and go. Quarterbacks, you can voice your opinion, they can go. But when you have an owner you either don't like or don't trust, they don't get booted. Remember they had the idea years ago, if you miss the playoffs for 10 years, you should lose ownership of your team. It's not like the Colts have stunk. They're usually pretty good.
No. But you go back to when Andrew Luck decided he didn't want to play anymore. That's what happened. Age 29.
I love, too, that it's this week that Josh McDaniels is on the sideline.
Oh, my God, if he would lose to the Colts and Jeff Saturday. Oh, my goodness.
You know the Colts are going to take immense pleasure in that.
Oh, my God. Could you imagine? So you got your former Patriot nemesis on the sidelines, and you got a guy who's never coached before.
And not only former nemesis, but the guy who blew you off, the guy who accepted the job and then was like, actually, I'm going to go back.
On second thought, there are certain sports where you can't create storylines that are crazier than the storyline that's already crazy. This is always there with the NFL. Always. God. Paul in Indianapolis. Hi, Paul.
DP.
Hey, bud.
Hey, what's up? First time, long time, 59200. So yesterday's Colts news shocked me just like everybody else. And I remember reading that they said initially they were trying to hire Jeff Saturday back in 2018, 2019 as an offensive line coach. But then I started thinking about 2 weeks ago when the Colts hosted the Commanders, Tarik Glenn was in town. They were inducting him into the Ring of Honor, and they brought back the whole gang. They had Peyton there. They had Edge. They had Marvin Harrison and Saturday. Do you think a plan was hatched then?
Yes.
To put everything in motion at this point?
Yes. Absolutely. Thank you, Paul. Yeah, he got them all together. He probably had a little caucus and said, hey, this is what I'm thinking. Yeah, more.
You know, Seton brought this up a couple of weeks ago, but is there any way that somebody can create a TV show about like a crazy owner and his NFL team?
We need to bring back Hard Knocks this week. Like Colts Hard Knocks right now. They never do it when it's like a reality show. When stuff happens with the Kardashians that's real, it's never on the reality show. It's always on the stage reality show. It's when there's real drama and you're like, oh, that'd be a great reality show. They never show the real in reality.
I just didn't appreciate that.
Thank you. Bill in Indianapolis. Hi, Bill.
Hey, Dan. How you doing, man?
Good.
5'9", 175. I'm in Indianapolis. I've been watching these Colts, you know, the preseason. One thing I was telling the guy that answered the phone is Frank Reich in the preseason, I don't know if you saw this, you probably didn't, threw a red challenge flag on second and goal rather than just call a play. Let's see what we can do about getting in the end zone. The preseason for him was practicing throwing red flags. And then a couple of games into the season, you got Jonathan Taylor. You've gone out and got Matt Ryan. And what do you do at third and goal? You do a wildcat thing, hike the ball to Nyheim Hines. He tries to hand it to Taylor. They get smothered. So we've been watching this kind of nonsense around here for weeks and weeks, if not months. And everybody I know said it was time for Frank to go.
All right. Well, thank you, Bill. Yeah, it's rare when you get fired during the season. You know? And he's got a decent resume. It may not be up where it should be, given the talent. I mean, the Colts have been a good team. Competitive team. Yeah, Paul.
Do you think Matt Ryan retires at the end of the season? He's 37 years old. My guess, he'd be an expensive item for anyone to pick up. No one really considers him. I don't know if he's considered anything left. Phil Rivers got another job, but he got it with the Colts.
Yeah, I can't imagine Matt playing anymore.
You think he's going to retire by choice? Or
well, it's not by his choice. Yeah. I would imagine so. Josh in Albany. Hi, Josh. What's on your mind?
Hey, Ben, how's it going?
Great, Josh.
5'9". Good. I'm a first-time caller, so I'm 5'9", 250, but I can bench 370 pounds.
I like it. I like it, Josh.
So anyway, I don't know if you remember, you talked about Edgerrin James. I love Edgerrin James. And when ESPN Magazine was on a tie point, they had a really good article about him, and I was wondering if you remembered that.
I don't, Josh, but thank you. Edge, I always thought was kind of overshadowed because of, you know, the greatness of Peyton, the attention with Peyton. Edgerrin James was a great running back. Well, Hall of Famer.
Dude was a boss.
Yes, he was. He was a great running back. Doug in North Carolina. Hi, Doug.
Hey, Dan, you were talking about why we call owners Mr. and Mrs., I guess. And this gives me an opportunity to tell you about something that really irks me in society. When I was a kid, everyone was Mr. or Mrs. if they were adults. Mm-hmm. I now have a 5 or 6 year old kid, and all of his friends call me Doug, like we're on a first name basis. I'm wondering if you've experienced that.
I have. It's weird, Doug. And then at what point do you become Mr.? That's what I want to know. Yes, Marv.
Yeah, to this day. All right, so if my mom was your friend and I just saw you,
yeah,
you're not Dan. My mother would, her head would explode off of her shoulders. Like, who the hell do you think you're talking to?
Okay.
Like, because, all right, so say if I've known you since I was a kid. Like, we have my mom's friend, Cookie. She's Miss Cookie to this day. There's no way in blue hell.
But Cookie's not her last name, is it?
Huh? No, just like a first name. So if I saw you, it's Miss Joan, Miss whoever.
Okay.
It's always Mr. or Mrs. And I'm 38. Like, no, my mom, her head would explode.
When Lamar Jackson's been on the show, he calls me Mr. Dan, I think. I think he...
Yeah, he would say Miss Michelle to Michelle Safoya.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, Paul.
When I go back to Chicago and I run into my friend's dads, my childhood friend's fathers, hey, Mr. Lynch. He goes, call me Jerry. I'm like, in a million years, I couldn't call you Jerry. It's Mr. Lynch until I die or you die.
And when my daughters have brought over boyfriends, and then they, you know, they start to settle in a little bit, and then they call me Dan, and then I'll pull my daughters to the side and I say, I think we're still with the Mr. Patrick. Okay.
Do you think part of that is because they know you?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, everybody's grown up with you on TV, so it's like, oh yeah, that's Dan.
Yeah, you're Dan.
DP.
Yeah.
What's up, DP?
Yeah.
That's Mr. Patrick.
Mr. Patrick to you.
All right.
Yeah.
Tad.
Yeah. No, the kid was Spicoli.
Ugh.
Yeah, he looked just like Spicoli from Fast Times.
Let's make it our time.
Yeah.
Mr. Patrick.
Mr. Hand. Yeah, he did call him Mr. Hand, though.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, Paul.
When my kids were little, their friends used to say, excuse me, Peyton's dad? They would never call me because they're little kids. Excuse me, Molly's dad? Can you help me grab this?
I like that.
Yeah.
A little respect there.
Should we? Okay. How do you tell a kid who visits your house to call you Mr. when they call you anything but that? Can you do that? Or you, because it's your household, right? What do you guys do?
If I'm bothered by it, I say something to my daughter and or my son. But for the most part, I'm okay. When the boyfriend is not really a boyfriend, like he's there, but he's not all the way in, you know, the circle of trust, then I'm still Mr. Hey, come on in. You're here for the long haul. All right, then we can work on that. Yeah, Seton.
I don't really feel like, I'm probably unique in this, but I don't really feel like a Mr. or a Sir. You know, I get I'm 44 and I'm a grown ass man. I pay my own bills. I got a son and a family and stuff. But I don't feel like a Mr. or a Sir.
Yeah, Marv.
I was telling Seton about this maybe a week ago. My friend Pat. His dad is Mr. Pat, not Mr. Pat. His dad is Big Pat, and he says to call him Big Pat.
Okay.
Like, it's just a certain level of respect. Because same, he was almost like Seton. Like, man, he was the real cool dad, but it was still Big Pat. You're not going to call him Pat. It was just Big Pat. It's not even Mr.
And I thought about making sure that if anybody came over, they just called me Hall of Famer.
Okay.
But or Hoff, you know, for Hall of Fame. Yeah. Hey, Hoff. Hey, Hoffer. Yes, Todd.
Being referred to as Mr., I agree with you. It kind of makes you feel old. I don't consider myself a Mr., but I think out of respect.
But your daughter's boyfriend
calls me Todd, but it didn't start that way. I think that I'd like to hear Mr., and then it's for me to say, you know, enough with the Mr. You've been coming over the house for a while now. You can just call me Todd. That I should decide what I'm being called, but start with calling me Mr., then I can correct me.
Yeah, Seton.
And I don't really feel like that's a thing that you control. Like, I'm not going to tell somebody else's kid how they're supposed to address me, like their parents are supposed to instill that in them. Not, you know, so like my son would probably.
Well, I've had people ask my daughters, you know, what should he call you?
Yeah.
And then I'll say, if that's the case and he has been respectful that way, I'll just say, yeah, have him call me Dan.
I'm not going to have some 12-year-old kid come in and be like, ah, oh, that's Mr. O'Connor, thanks. When you're in this house under this roof, it's Mr. O'Connor. No. Go take your orange juice outside.
Let me take your juice box. Get it out of here.
Yeah.
Let's take a break. We're back after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, 3-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? along with my fellow Pro Bowler TJ Hushmanzada and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it. Up on Game. We're going to be sharing our real life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up on Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces. Like, there was the hat. There was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the... I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX, now playing and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
More phone calls coming up. Sean in Indianapolis. Hi, Sean. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan. Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm a Bengals fan living in Indianapolis, so I absolutely love this. but I think you guys are giving Jim Irsay a little too much credit for asking around stuff like that. There are billboards with Jeff Saturday all around, like promoting restoration companies and stuff like that. So I think Jim was actually driving into the office trying to figure out, who am I going to hire to be my next coach? Sees a billboard. I know that guy. He's got a restoration company. Maybe he can restore the cult.
All right. Well, thank you, Sean. I don't know if it was that simplistic, but hey, I'm not going to rule out anything. Who would have thought Jeff Saturday would be a head coach in the NFL this season? Peter in Florida. Hi, Pete. What's on your mind today?
ADP 5'9", proportional 170. All right.
Hey, I think a T-shirt idea, top half of the top quartile. I think you got to run with that one. And
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, Peter. By the way, we have new merchandise here. You can go to danpatrick.com, segue. And we have the Sneaky Athletic T-shirt. We just got that one. The Broncos-inspired run incomplete punt. And that's sneaky good. Also, tailgate merchandise. I have the hoodie on. We have a couple of different hoodies with the merch there. And you can go to danpatrick.com. Got some great items there, the holiday candles. And we should be getting the calendars here shortly. Yes, Marv.
I think I found our new favorite sneaky athletic player, Grady Dick from Kansas. He's a ball player. He 4-for-6 from three, I think, last night. 23 points. Okay. Freshman.
All right.
Potential lottery pick.
All right.
High motor.
All right. I like that. Grady Dick. By the way, Marv thought today was Veterans Day.
Now it makes sense.
you got all camoed, and I thought, well, today's election day, and you're all. I mean, look, you wear it proudly, but I think you kind of jumped the gun a little bit here, Rambo.
Some.
Yeah.
Rambro. Whoa. Bloop bloop. You missed your target there.
Missed it by just one day.
Yes, Todd.
Is this where we thank him for his cluelessness? Is that what you do? I don't know what you do in this situation. I'm confused. I want to be respectful. Yeah.
Can't thank you for your
election
service.
Thank you for your cluelessness.
It's Mr. Prince, you guys.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah, he came in, and I think we all looked at him and thought, I think he might have the wrong day. Yeah, Paul?
You know how they have those theme days in the NFL and all the assistant coaches wear the same thing? Marvin looks like the quality control coach on the sidelines wearing all the gear.
You look good.
Like the strength and conditioning coach without the strength or conditioning. You see the guy with just nothing, you know, no headset, and he's just, all right, let's go. Okay.
Did you see where Stallone reportedly turned down Rambo 4 or 5? I think they offered him like $34 million, and he turned that down.
No, I'm good.
Yeah.
You don't want to make a joke out of that franchise.
I'm going to need you to go to Tulsa.
Wait, is that your Stallone?
No, this is his new thing is Tulsa. Is
oh, yeah, that's right. He's a mafia guy in Tulsa. Tulsa King.
I'm going to need you to go to Tulsa.
Final hour coming up. One more item. We close out hour two. NBA fans, credible offers at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. New customers can make any $5 NBA pregame moneyline bet. Get $200 in free bets if your team wins. Also, everybody can earn up to 100% boost on DraftKings stepped up same game parlays. Go to DraftKings Sportsbook app. You place a same game parlay and combine multiple bets like which team will win, total rebounds, total points scored, and you are good to go. Bigger payouts than ever. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use the promo code Patrick. Make any $5 bet this week. Get $200 in free bets if your team wins. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Promo code Patrick. Fritzy?
21 and over in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. Bonus issued as free bets, one early win token issued at opt-in, moneyline bets only, deposit and wagering restrictions apply. Eligibility and terms at DraftKings.com/football terms.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, You can team up with friends for time tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.